What can Ryan do with this cross? In fact, he plays it square to Sam Morsi. Morsi 25 yards from goal. He'll fancy this right foot and hits a deflection, but it will go safely into the arms of Richard O'Donnell in the Walsall goal. Andy Taylor on the corner of the box, sending it across towards Bradshaw. Bradshaw header. Good save that from Tommy Lee, diving to his right. Great chance for the returning Tom Bradshaw. About 8 yards out, meeting that Andy Taylor cross from the left. But Tommy Lee, diving to his right, held onto the ball. Bradshaw slides in, and now Bradshaw looks like he's given the ball away. Here comes Jimmy Ryan. It's 2-on-2 here for Chesterfield. Ryan looking to take on James Chambers. That's a poor shot from Jimmy Ryan from the edge of the box. Shanked it wide to the left. Baxendale with a low cross to the edge of the box to Chambers. Chests it down. Bradshaw prods it back to Sawyers. Sawyers with the shot. Oh, just wide to the left. Bradshaw loses that in the air to Margreiter, but Adam Chambers steps in, and Sadler's coming forward with Baxendale. Back to Chambers in the box. Chambers with a low ball square. Sawyers on the penalty spot. Back heel for Cook. Great block by Dariqua. That was a chance for Jordan Cook from close range. Tendai Dariqua sliding in, blocks the shot. Morsi out to the left-hand side, and Dan Gardner, who'll look to take on Perkis. He's got past Perkis to the byline, chipped across, and the volley from Klukas is saved by Richard O'Donnell. Evert's clearance is well controlled by Dan Gardner, who plays the ball forward to Klukas. Corner of the box, Klukas, good save from Richard O'Donnell. Just batted it away. Kane into Bradshaw now. Bradshaw over the keeper and into the net. The Saddlers' goal drought is over. And Tom Bradshaw has delivered. Chipping the ball over and on rushing Tommy Lee into the back of the net, just past the hour mark. And will that be the goal to kickstart the Saddlers' season? Tom Bradshaw from close range. It's Walsall 1, Chesterfield 0. Ford, who'll look to take on Dariqua again on this left side for the Saddlers. He's done well, Ford. Right footed cross, looking for Bradshaw. Oh, it's flicked away by the Chesterfield defender. Roberts chips it into the box, looking for Doyle. It's come off Chambers' back. Doyle across, goal! Oh, just in front of Klukas and cleared away by Perkis. Can Chesterfield force an equaliser? Substitute Roberts, right-footed ball into the box. Oh, and the header goes just wide. Oh, and a layoff now, and a chance. Oh, it's wide of goal from Gary Roberts. That might have been the chance for Chesterfield to equalise.
Well, a much-needed win, Dean, but very well earned.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought we deserved it, and it's nice to come in after the game and say, you know, I thought we deserved to win and actually get the 3 points, because we've had a couple of this season where we haven't got what we deserved. And that's football. It can be cruel sometimes, as it was on Tuesday night, but it's nice to come back home and you get a win in front of the home fans. And, you know, they were very supportive today, and that was really pleasing, because they can see what we're trying to do as a football club. And it's a tough league, you know, and we've been narrowly beaten in the last three games, but it's really pleasing that they stuck behind us today.
And a good move and a really great finish to get you the 3 points as well, wasn't it, from Tom Bradshaw?
It was a great move. Good football, played in around their box, good link-up play, and, you know, Michael Keynes just slipped it in, and it was a really good finish, lifting it over the goalkeeper. So, really pleased with that. You know, he'd be disappointed with the one he missed in the first half, the header, and the lads, I felt we had the better chances through the game. They have had some chances. They're a good team, and it was always going to be tough, but it's pleasing to get the 3 points.
We've seen this afternoon what a difference Tom Bradshaw makes to your starting 11, haven't we?
Oh, I'm not so sure. I mean, listen, he scored the goal and he's done really well, but, I mean, the performance on Tuesday night was outstanding. And I know we got beat 1-0 and people come in, but we took an awful lot of belief from that as a group of staff and players because of the way we played. And it wasn't as fluent, but you've got to give credit to Chesterfield as well for being a really tough team and a good team. But I felt we deserved to win, and it was pleasing that Tom got the goal. You know, but I think Tom would agree, would be equally pleased with anybody scoring a goal.
But he's on to six for the season now, and he can really be a hero here at the Banks of Stadium, can't he?
Yeah, he gives his all. He's great to work with. He's got full of energy and enthusiasm, and he leaves nothing. He gives everything and leaves nothing out there. You know, you saw him come off at the end and he was absolutely shattered. And that's what you want from your players. And he cares about it. He cares about his career and where he wants to go. And he wants to work really hard at it. And, you know, I'm pleased to have him certainly back in the team.
Do you feel vindicated in the transfer market this week? Certainly your dealings, letting Andy Butler go, bringing in Michael Kane. The defence looked really solid again today. And Michael Kane, of course, setting up the goal.
Not so much vindicated. I mean, the decision, you know, it wasn't an easy one because I never really like Andy Butler, but I think defensively we're okay. You know, Andy came in at a time when we needed him, with Ben Perkis out and James Chambers out. And, you know, I felt we need strength in that area in centre midfield, you know, with Sam taking a while to come back. So Michael's come in and done a really good job, and it was tough for him, two games in a week in League One for the first time in his career. And it allowed Sam to get on for the last 10 or 12 minutes as well, so really pleasing.
You're getting closer, aren't you, to your preferred starting 11 now, I think, with Sam Manton nearly back.
People here, whether it's my preferred starting 11 is the ones who are playing best at the time. You know, it was a tough decision to leave Anthony Ford out today, but he came on the pitch today and I thought he was outstanding and, you know, showed me, you know, that he was trying to prove a point to me to play him, and rightly so, and it was a really good performance from him.
It's such a tight league. I mean, you've gone up now outside of the relegation zone. It's all about momentum now. It's been a stop-start to the season, hasn't it? You've got to follow these wins up with more wins.
Yeah, it's easier said than done, though, because it's a really tough league. And I said that at the start of the season. I still believe with the quality that I've got in the dressing room, we're a top-10 team. You know, but it is hard to compete with some of the clubs in this league. You know, we haven't helped ourselves at times, but there's been some really good performances where we haven't got the results we want. But we'll keep moving forward. We believe in what we're doing, and we'll keep doing it.
The only slight negative was Jordan Cook. I think he was limping off, wasn't he? Is he all right?
Yeah, Cook, he came off with a tight hamstring. I mean, it's too early to assess, but that's the only, you know, downer on the game, really.